When will the house be quiet?
Soon.
You're making so much noise.
Chebutikin's watch chimes.
My watch is old-fashioned. It chimes. The first, the second, and the fifth batteries leave at 1 o'clock. And I leave tomorrow.
Forever?
I don't know. Maybe I'll be back next year.
A harp and a fiddle are playing in the distance.
Who knows? Doesn't matter.
The town is almost empty. It's like covering a candle flame. Poof! Gone. What happened yesterday outside the theater? Everyone's talking, but I don't understand.
It's nothing. Trivia! Sayoni was annoying the Baron, so the Baron flared up and insulted him and one thing and another, and in the end, Sayoni had to challenge him to a duel. It's about time now, I think.
Chippertikin looks at his watch.
12:30. In the forest preserve over there on the far side of the river. Bang, bang! Sayoni imagines he's Lermontov. He even writes poetry. A joke, but this is his third duel.
Whose?
Sayoni's.
What about the Baron? My thoughts are tangled, but I don't think it's right to let them do it. The captain might wound the Baron, or even kill him.
The Baron's all right, but one Baron more or less, what does it really matter? Let it be. It doesn't matter.
Someone is shouting from beyond the garden.
Ayo!
It's time!
That's Martsov, one of the seconds, shouting. He's sitting in that rowboat.
In my opinion, taking part in a duel, even being present at one, even as a doctor, is immoral.
It only seems so. There's nothing on this earth. We aren't here. We don't exist. It only seems that we exist.
It doesn't matter. So you waste the whole day sitting here talking and talking. You live in a climate where it might snow at any minute, and all you do is talk about nothing.
Masha rises and walks toward the house. Masha stops.
I won't go inside. I can't go in there. When Vershinin comes, let me know.
As Masha walks away from the house, she looks up.
The birds of passage are flying now. Swans or geese. My beauties. My lovely creatures.
Masha exits.
Our house is almost empty. The officers are going. You're going. Arena's getting married. And I will be alone in the house.
What about your wife?
A wife is a wife. She's honest, decent, kind, but there's something in her that shrinks her to a petty, blind, bristly animal. She's not human. I'm talking to you as my friend, the only person I can open my heart to. I love Natasha, I do. But sometimes she seems to me incredibly vulgar, and I get confused. I don't understand how or why I love her, or loved her.
Ferapont, carrying council papers, enters, looking for Andre. Chebutikin rises.
My boy, I leave tomorrow. Maybe we'll not meet again. So here's my advice. Put on your hat, take your stick, and go! Go and keep going! Go and don't look back! And the farther you go, the better!
Sayoni enters upstage, walking with two officers. Seeing Chebutikin, Sayoni comes downstage towards him while the other officers walk on.
Doctor, it's time. 12:30.
Right.
Sayoni greets Andre.
I'm sick to death of you all. If anyone asks for me, Andre, say I'll be right back.
Sayoni and Chebutikin walk away from the house and Ferapont crosses the stage looking for Andre.
He had no time to gasp before the bear had him in his grasp. What are you groaning about, old man?
No.
The old man is getting upset for no reason. I won't do much. I'll indulge myself a little. I'll only wound him, wing him like a wood snipe.
Sayoni takes out his scent bottle and sprinkles his hands.
I poured a whole flask on my hands today and still they smell like something rotten. Do you remember that poem?
Sayoni misquotes a Lermontov poem, Sail.
But he, the rebel, seeks the storm as if the storm could give him peace.
He had no time to gasp before the bear had him in his grasp.
Chebutikin exits with Sayoni. From offstage, we hear Kulyigin calling for his wife.
You, Mashenka!
Andrei enters, pushing the baby carriage, followed by Ferapont.
Papers for you! Go, leave me alone, for God's sake!
Andrei walks away with the baby carriage. Ferapont retreats upstage.
Papers need to be signed!
The Baron, wearing a straw hat, enters with Irina while Kulyigin is crossing the stage, calling and looking for his wife.
You, Masha! You!
He might be the only man in town who's glad the military are leaving.
That's understandable. Our town will be empty now.
Irina, I'll be back soon.
Where are you going?
I must go to town and then to see my friends off.
That's not true. Nikolai, why are you so nervous? What happened outside the theater?
I'll be back in an hour and we'll be together then.
The Baron makes a gesture of impatience, kisses Irina's hand, then looks into her face.
Light of my life. 5 years since I started loving you, and I still can't get used to it. You seem always more beautiful to me. What lustrous, wonderful hair, what eyes. I'll carry you away tomorrow. We will work. We'll be rich. My dreams will come true. You will be happy. There's just one thing. Just one. You don't love me.
That's not in my power. I'll be your wife, true and obedient, but there's no love. What can I do?
Irina weeps.
I've never loved anyone in my life. I've dreamt of so much love. I've been dreaming about it forever, day and night. But my heart is like a precious piano, kept locked tight, and the key is lost. You seem restless.
I didn't sleep last night. There's never been anything in my life that could frighten me, but this lost key tears my heart to pieces and won't let me sleep. Say something. Say something to me.
What? What should I say to you?
Tell me something.
What? What am I to say? What?
Something.
Enough. Enough.
Little things, trifles, can sometimes, for no reason, become suddenly important. At first you laugh at them, treat them as nothing. You keep on, feeling like you can't stop. Oh, let's not talk about this. I feel cheerful. As if I'm seeing these birches, maples, spruce trees for the first time in my life. They stare at me, curious, waiting. What beautiful trees, and really, how beautiful life ought to be under them.
Come on, let's go!
I have to go. It's time. See? Over there there's a tree that's withered and dried out, but it sways and bends in the wind with the others. So I suppose if I die, I'll still be a part of life, one way or another. Goodbye, my dearest.
The Baron kisses Irina's hands.
The papers you gave me are on my table, under the calendar.
I'm going with you.
No! No.
Tusenbach goes off quickly, then stops on the path to look back.
Irina!
What?
The Baron is unsure what to say.
I haven't had coffee today. Ask them to make me some.
Baron Tusenbach goes out quickly. Irina stands, lost in thought. Then she walks upstage and sits on a swing.
Ah! Ah!